With Montana News, I'm Madeline Broom. Montana lawmakers are considering a myriad of bills this session that aim to regulate election practices, including one that's nearly identical to a policy that's currently tied up in court. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
Lawmakers on the House Judiciary Committee voted along party lines Tuesday evening to advance House Bill 406. It would prohibit people or organizations from dropping off ballots for other people. There are some exceptions, like for postal carriers or relatives. Republican Representative Mark Noland is carrying the bill.
We know where we're supposed to go drop our ballots off. We know there's a time frame. This is not a hard thing. People have made it become a hard thing. Some people wait till the last minute, but it's the integrity of the vote.
The bill is nearly identical to the Ballot Interference Prevention Act, or BIPA, which was placed on the 2018 ballot by the Montana legislature and approved by voters. The law caps the number of ballots a person or group can drop off for someone else at 6. The law was struck down in district court last summer. The judge wrote it would, quote, significantly suppress voter turnout by disproportionately harming rural communities, unquote. The case has been appealed to the Montana Supreme Court and not yet seen a final decision. Jamie McNaughton, a lawyer for the Commissioner of Political Practices, spoke in opposition to House Bill 406, saying it doesn't rectify the issues the court found with BIPA. No one spoke in support of the bill. Representatives of tribes, students, county clerks and recorders, and human rights organizations spoke in opposition to the bill. Opponents say ballot collection is vital for residents who live in rural places, don't have cars or easy access to transportation, are disabled, or, as during the COVID-19 pandemic, can't leave home. Dahlia Kilsback is with Western Native Voice.
Ballot collection is often one of the only ways that American Indians are able to participate in the democratic process, and this bill would disproportionately impact our communities, especially those on rural reservations.
House Bill 406 will move to the House floor next for debate. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.
I'm Mary Ald. The West Central Montana Avalanche Center in Missoula has extended a backcountry avalanche warning for the Bitterroot, Rattlesnake, Southern Missions, and Southern Swan Mountains near Sealy Lake. The center reports the avalanche danger is high and that continued wind and precipitation, along with weak layers in the snowpack, are creating very dangerous avalanche conditions. They say travel in avalanche terrain is not recommended because of the dangerous conditions. And they urge people to avoid being in runout zones because avalanches may be remotely triggered and run to historic limits. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center reports at least 32 avalanche deaths in the U.S. this season. 23 fatalities were recorded last season and 25 deaths in each of the two seasons before that.
The Montana House of Representatives endorsed a bill that would bar doctors from performing certain medical procedures for transgender youth. MTPR's Shaylee Rager reports.
House Bill 427 would prohibit medical providers from performing gender transitioning surgery on trans minors and from referring patients out of state for those procedures. It passed 59-40, with most Republicans voting in favor of it. A similar version of this policy introduced earlier in the session had an additional stipulation to bar doctors from prescribing hormone treatments. It was narrowly voted down last month. Supporters of HB 427 say it's designed to protect children from making decisions with permanent consequences. A number of medical experts spoke in opposition to the bill, saying it's very rare that doctors perform gender transitioning procedures on minors and that they already follow best practices to treat gender dysphoria. Medical experts also say the bill is written broadly and would prohibit some treatments for intersex youth. Republican Representative John Fuller is carrying House Bill 427 and another, House Bill 112, that would ban trans women from competing in women's interscholastic sports. HB 112 has also passed the House and will be heard in the Senate Judiciary Committee. I'm Shaylee Rager, Montana Public Radio News.